这种几个问题哈，让大家想想，这样头脑会比较清醒。
And I'd like to ask all of you a few questions first, and maybe set your mind clear.
如果没有看圣经哈，神说以色列百姓做了两件恶事是什么
？And if without looking the Bible, the God said that Israelites have done two wicked things. What are they?
不是一个，是两件恶事。
Two different things.
Yeah. 恶事。
Evil things.
Yeah. 第一个离弃神了。
And first is to part away from God.
这是这十诫的第一诫。
And this is the first commandment in the ten commandments.
第二个拜偶像。
And then secondly is to worship the idols.
神就是活水。
And God is living water.
没有水哈，这个百物都不能生长。
And without water, all things cannot grow.
没有神，我们都死光了。
And without God, all of us will be deceased.
那偶像是池水。
And so idol is a pool of dead water.
好，那整本耶利米书哈，我们可以从一节来思想。
And the whole book of Jeremiah, we could think about one passage.
耶利米书的第一章。
And this will be Jeremiah chapter 1.
第一章的第十节。
Verse 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and pull down, to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant.
神要借着耶利米来改造以色列百姓跟神的关系。
And through Jeremiah, God wanted to reconstruct the relationship between himself and Israelites.
因为这是我们一生当中最重要的关系。
And because this is the most important relationship that we have in our entire lives.
这叫做根本。
And this is the origination.
不是根本 root.
The root of foundation.
如果根本毁坏掉。
And if the root of is destroyed,
我们一生就没有什么意义，也没有什么希望。
And our entire life is without meaning and without hope.
如果这个根本很稳固，
and if the root foundation is very steady,
我们的生活就是平安，
and our life will be peaceful,
丰盛，
bountiful,
and 更甜美，
and more sweeter.
所以圣经给我们一个智慧。
And so the Bible gives us a wisdom.
我们大家都很想要过好一点的生活。
And all of us wants to live a better life.
但是我们就是人跟人学。
And so we're learning after other men.
我们就用世界的这个方向去寻求。
And we're going through the learnings and trends of the world.
有一天我们发觉到别人有的我们也有了。
And one day, we'll realize that what other people has, we also have.
但是好像生活中没有平安。
But it seems like we don't have any peace in our lives.
内心里面没有一种丰盛的感觉。
And we don't have a bountiful feeling inside of our hearts.
生活也很也没有甜美。
And then we don't have a sweetness in our lives.
到底我们缺乏什么？
And so what are we lacking?
我们就缺乏跟神有好的关系。
And because of the fact that we're lacking the good relationship that we have with God.
那要跟神有好的关系需要经历两个阶段。
And so in order for you to have a good relationship with God, there must be two steps.
第一个就是拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
And one is to root out and to pull down, to destroy and throw down.
这就是彻底的毁坏。
And so this is complete destroy.
把旧的完全的拿掉。
And to remove the old things.
那第二个阶段才是建立跟栽植。
And the second process is to build and plant.
那如果这两个阶段能够完成。
And if you can complete these two processes,
那以色列百姓就可以重新回到神所赐给他们牛奶与蜜之地。
And the Israelites will once again be able to go back into the land of flowing with milk and honey, which God has prepared for them.
那为着达到这个目的
，So in order to achieve this stage,
神用两个工具
，And there are two tools that God have used.
第一个工具就是耶利米本身。
And one tool was Jeremiah himself.
那第二个工具就是 在第六章就是巴比伦。
And the second tool was in chapter 6, Babylon.
那这两个工具要完成同一件事情。
And so the two tools must complete this, the same task.
就是第十节。
And which is verse 10.
要拔出才会毁坏。
And this is to destroy, throw down, and to build and plant.
那这两个工具用的方法不太一样。
And so the two tools are utilized quite differently.
第一个耶利米要完成这个第我们刚刚讲第一章的第十节。
And so the first Jeremiah must complete what we have said for chapter 1 verse 10.
这是耶利米用传警告的方式。
And so this is the way that Jeremiah has preached the warnings.
让他们去思想去悔改去改变。
And so that they could think about and to change and to completely make different.
但很显然以色列百姓软的吃不下去。
And but it's very obvious that the Israelites cannot eat any soft food.
不是 soft food 软的方式。
Cannot eat any like softer ways.
那他传讲这个话是干粮的，不是 soft food， 是干粮。
And so the words that he's preaching is actually food.
也是不太好领受的。
And this is not easy to accept.
我们来看这个希伯来书。
And so let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书。
And Hebrews.
第五章。
Chapter 5.Verse 12 and 13. Verse 12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. 14, but solid food belongs to those who are full of age, and that is...those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
22节说看你们学习的功夫本来就可以做老师的。
And in verse 12 it says, by the time you ought to be teachers.
就是非常成熟。
And you should be matured.
但是看起来还是没有办法还是小孩。
But it seems like it's not possible because you're still a baby.
那到底关键在哪里?
And so where is the critical point here?
就是他只能够吃奶。不能吃干粮。
And because these are only partakers of milk and not solid food.
那什么是奶?
And what does it mean by milk?
奶就是第六章第一节基督道理的开端。
And so milk is chapter 6 verse 1 is the elementary principles of Christ.
奶当然是需要的。
And milk is definitely essential.
小孩子没有吃奶，他怎么会大呢？
And so any children without milk, how could it be possibly grown?
所以我们从慕道开始啊，我们都在讲神的恩典。
And so from the beginning of true seeking, we always talked about the grace of God.
是我们信主耶稣会有什么好处？
And what are the benefits in believing in Christ?
还有信仰最基本的道理。
And the elementary fundamental teachings.
这个是吃奶。
And this is taking milk.
但是如果我们信仰要长大，要吃干粮。
And so, but once our faith grows, we need to take solid food.
那是什么是干粮？
And what does it mean by solid food?
熟练仁义的道理。
And
十三节。
And this is to those that understand the 十三
对
，okay, for it.第五章十三节的熟练神的道理，
熟练人力的道理。
OK， 这边没有这样子说。To understand the basic teachings of truth.
这个不好领受。
And this is not easy to accept.
我们刚信主，我们都是想从神得什么。
So in the beginning, we are hoping to.Gain something from God.
但是信仰成熟了。
But after our faith has matured,
主耶稣说你要舍己，是要舍掉自己。
And Jesus said that you have to sacrifice yourself.
Deny yourself.
再来
要背十字架。
And then you have to carry the cross.
那再来要跟从他。
And then you have to follow him.
那这个就是干粮。
And so this is solid food.
那这个做得下去啊，我们才能够真的成长。
And so in order for you to complete this, then you could truly grow.
啊，所以耶利米传的讯息哈，啊，是干粮。
And so the message that was preached by Jeremiah is solid food.
但是神用它做工具，要改变他们，这是软性的方法，让你听了悔改。
And so God used them as a tool, and this is a softer approach. And so once you hear it, you can repent.
好，那既然这个比较软的方法行不通。
And if this softer approach cannot work,
那神就用硬的来了。
And God would use a more severe method.
硬的是什么？
And what is that?
巴比伦要做神审判的工具。
And Babylon will be the tool for judgment on behalf of God.
巴比伦就带刀枪马兵来攻打他们。
And so they brought over armies and chariots and to attack them.
好多被杀掉。
And many are slaughtered.
没有被杀掉就被掳到巴比伦城。
And those that's not slaughtered, they were captured into Babylon.
在那里七十年。
And with over there,For 70 years.
这个就是硬的。
And so this is solid.
在七十年当中受苦悔改。
And within the 70 years span, they will repent.
No, no, 回头。
They will turn back and repent.
到最后神达到目的了。
And at the end, God has achieved his goal.
神带他们回来，他们向下扎根，向上结果。
And so that God will bring them back, and then so they will be rooted again and bear fruits.
那今天我们在属灵上神对我们的期待也是一样。
And today spiritually, God has the same hope for all of us.
神期待我们什么？
And what is His hope for us?
主耶稣说，你们要完全。
And Jesus said that you have to be complete.
像你的天父一样完全。
And just like your heavenly Father.You have to be complete.
那天父的完全，我怎么知道神看不到啊？
And so how do we know how complete the Heavenly Father is? Because we cannot see him.
神本性一切的丰盛都在主耶稣里面。
And so all of the bountiful nature of God is within Jesus Christ.
所以天父的完全就显在主耶稣的身上。
And so the completeness of the Heavenly Father is revealed on Jesus Christ.
那神要我们做人到最后的目标就是跟主耶稣一样。
And so in order for us to be men at the end, ultimately we want to be like Jesus Christ.
那跟主耶稣一样，在神面前我们就有尊贵，就有价值。
And so be like Jesus Christ in front of other men, then we're noble, then we're very precious.
所以神面前的价值跟世俗上看一个人的价值完全不一样。
And so the valueness of God, it's completely different of the worldly men.
那要达到神看为有价值、有尊贵的人。
And in order to become somebody that esteemed value and noble by God.
那这个价值、这个尊贵是永存的。
And so this valueness and nobleness is forever.
那在灵界里面用荣耀的冠冕来形容。
And so in spiritual realm, this is called a everlasting crown.
就是将来在天国要得的赏赐。
And so this will be the reward in heavenly kingdom.
那这是神要我们达到的目标。
And so this is the goal that.God wants us to achieve.
所以有时候我们信仰如果圣经没有追求没有一直很深入去查考，我们就觉得信仰好像就是发财保平安，就这样。
And so sometimes if you're not pursuing after faith, then you realize that faith is, you would feel that this is just a get rich and to be a very peaceful way.
所以每一次听人见证就说，我怎么热心服侍神，到最后哇，神让我赚好多钱，在世界上发达。
And so you listen to testimonies and people will testify that how I fervently serve God and at the end he blessed me and then I made a lot of money and then I'm very successful.
服侍神不落空，到最后接下去的见证都是这是世界上怎么发达。
And so when you serve God then it will not be in vain and then the continuation of the testimony is how successful I am in the world.
这是一部分。
And so this is only a part.
是最不重要的一部分。
And this is the most unimportant part.
那服侍神不落空，最重要一部分在哪里？
And so if you're serving God and the without being vain, and what is the most unimportant part?
最重要部分你看不见了，是在天国那个生命册上写的账目。
And so the most important part is something that you cannot see, and it's recorded in heaven on the tablet.
所以我们刚刚信主的时候，可能我们的目标是啊，信耶稣保平安，有困难帮我解决，啊，让我找到好工作。
And when we first believe, we wanted to have a goal of being peaceful, and so God could maybe give me a good job.
那如果我们对信仰的了解就是这样而已。
And so if this is our only understanding to faith,
我们就会发现，哎，有一天我工作很好了，身体很健康了，家庭很幸福了，就这样而已嘛，信仰就是这样。
And we will come to a realization that we have a very good family, a good job, and my life is very stable, and is this the only aspect of my faith?
但是如果我们圣经再读深一点，
But if we read the Bible a little more deeper,
神要我们跟基督一样完全。
And so God wanted us to be like Christ.
这个才是信仰真正的目标。
And so this is the true ultimate goal of your faith.
有一块牛奶与蜜之地。
And there's a land of flowing with milk and honey.
那就是神的国。
And so that's the kingdom of God.
那神的国在我们内心实现。
And so kingdom of God is revealed inside of our hearts.
就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And this is righteousness, peace and joyfulness.
那这个神的国将来要在天国实现。
And so the kingdom of God will reveal in the heaven future.
所以先求神的国、神的义。
And so seeking God's kingdom and righteousness.
那日用的饮食都要给我们。
And so our daily bread will be provided.
有时候我们在讲的时候都强调日用的饮食。
And so sometimes when we talk, we will emphasize our daily bread.
生活不要忧虑了，你只要先求神的国、神的义，那这些神都会给你照顾。
And do not worry about your life, because you shall seek for His kingdom and righteousness, and everything else will be provided.
那日用的饮食变成目的。
And so our daily bread became a purpose.
那方法是求神的国跟神的义。
And so the ways is to seek His kingdom and righteousness.
这跟圣经是不太一样的。
And so this is different than what's recorded in the Bible.
最重要的是求神的国跟神的义。
And so the most important thing is to seek after God's kingdom and righteousness.
那副产品就是神要让你日用的饮食没有缺乏。
And the combined product is that God will not let you need anything else in life.
好像以色列百姓他们是在走旷野路。
And just like the Israelites walking in the wilderness.
他说， 衣服没有穿破，鞋子也没有破。
And so their clothes were not tear, and then the shoes was not worn.
我看到我们每一天都在换衣服，是不是？
And then I see all of us are changing on a daily basis.
同一件衣服穿两天觉得不好意思。
And so if you're wearing the same shirt twice, then you might feel embarrassed.
那你如果走在旷野，一件衣服穿40年。
And if you're walking in the wilderness, you'll be wearing the same shirt for 40 years.
那哪里去换？
And where can you change it?
那但是好处就是不会破。
And so, but the benefits of it is not it will not be torn.
那有的人鞋子好几十双。
And so some people maybe have 10 or more pair of shoes.
那穿这样的衣服就要配什么样的鞋子。
And wearing this outfit needs to go along with that shoes.
那旷野只有一双。
And in the wilderness, you only have one pair.
穿40年。
And you will wear for 40 years.
不会破。
It would not break.
你看我们现在来吃饭，每餐大概菜色都不太一样。
And so every day when we eating meal, the foods are different.
好，那如果我们在这里七天，天天都是玛拿，早上玛拿，中午玛拿，晚上玛拿，下一次你会不会来？
And so if we're here for 7 days, and then we would have mana for 3 meals a day, and would you come next time?
不要讲七个月，就七天了，每餐都一样。
And I'm not talking about 7 months, I'm just saying 7 days.
但是40年吃的都一样。
So for 40 years, they partake the same food.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个吃的、穿的、鞋子，这个都是一个过程而已。
And because the food that they eat, and then the clothes and the shoes is only a process.
那这个过程的目标是那一块地。
And so the ultimate goal of the process is that land.
那我们因为世界上的人，他没有一块 真正的目标可以追求。
And so the worldly people does not have any goal that they could pursue after.
所以他就把过程当作目标。
And so they would make this process as their goal.
活着就要注重吃什么、穿什么、喝什么、住什么。
And then so that when they are alive, then they really care about what to eat, drink, and live.
因为他没有目标啊，所以这个就变目标。
And because they have no other goal, so this will become their goal.
那对我们来说。
But to us,
这只是一个过程。
This is only a process.
那目标是那一块地。
So our ultimate goal is that piece of land.
就是神的国。
And which is the kingdom of God.
神的国就在我们心里面。
And the kingdom of God is inside our hearts.
就在我们教会里面。
And so it's inside our church.
就在我们天国里面。
And this is in heavenly kingdom.
所以我们一个真正有信仰、持定目标的人不会被同化。
And so that if somebody that has faith and then they have a goal, they would not be neutralized by other, the worldly things.
因为我们知道我们要去哪里。
And because we understand that where we should be going.
我们知道我们在做什么。
And we know that what we will be doing.
所以以色列百姓，神要叫他们重新建立，这个好的关系。
And so the Israelites were instructed to build a better relationship.
因此第一个，神给他干粮，借着耶利米当工具。
And so the first thing that they were provided with solid food and Jeremiah was used as tool.
但很显然达不到目的。
But obviously it cannot achieve this objective.
第二个就是硬的。
And so the second thing would be something more severe.
就用巴比伦来。
And this would be a Babylon.
这次就达到目的了。
And so this time, the objectives were achieved.
所以我们信仰的生活最好是吃软，不要吃硬的。
And so in our life, that we should try to partake softer things, but not solid things.
如果软的吃不下去，硬就会来。
And if we cannot partake the softer means, then the more severe means will come.
那是很辛苦的。
And so that would be very harsh.
那我们现在看彼得后书。
And let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书。
2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第五节
5. Chapter 1, verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, verse 4, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.Verse 5, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtual knowledge.
这里讲神将生命跟敬虔的事赐给我们。
And it says here that God has given us things pertaining to life and godliness.
因为我们认识造我们的神。
And because we have.Come to the knowledge of him who has made us.
所以有时候我们去看那个老人院，你跟他那个老人跟他谈话。
And so sometimes when we visit senior homes and visit the seniors,
你跟那个有信仰在追求的老人跟一个没有信仰的人谈，你会发现非常大的不同。
And so if you talk to somebody that has faith and compared to some senior that does not, this is a big difference.
这个有信仰有在追求的，他讲话里面就是充满神的话。
And so those that have faith, when you speak to them and in their words, they're full of God.
他关心教会，关心子女的信仰，关心哪一个慕道朋友。
And in their conversations, they care about church, they care aboutreligious faith of their children and then maybe a certain true seekers.
那一个没有信仰的人或没有追求的人，他没有这个可以谈。
And so somebody that's without faith and with no pursuance, there's nothing for them to talk about.
就是在谈世界的事。
And so they will be talking about things of the world.
或者过去有多光彩，有多大成就，就是这样而已。
And maybe how glorious or how successful they were in the future, in the past.
所以感谢神，我们有一个生命跟敬虔的事可以追求，就是我们在这里的目的。
And so thank God that we can have a life in godliness that we can pursue after, which is why we hear.
那第四节。
And verse 4.
将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
And so, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promise.
这个又宝贵，就是钱买不到，这是宝贵。
And so, precious is something that cannot be purchased by money.
钱买得到就不算宝贵了，你有钱就有。
If you're able to purchase it, because this will not consider precious anymore.
那又极大，世界你没有办法比较的，找不到的。
And so that this is exceedingly great. This is something that you cannot find in the world.
那这个应许是什么？
And so what is this promise?
能够跟神的性情有份。
And that we may be partakers of the divine nature.
这是一个非常美的应许，跟神的性情有份。
And so this is a beautiful promise because we can be partakers of the divine nature.
所以第五节，因为这个缘故要分外殷勤。
And so verse 5, because of this very reason, giving all the diligence.
所以神要我们达到更完全的目标第一个就是常常用道理用教会讲道的讲台来提醒我们要不断的去追求
So in order for God to want us to attain a more perfect goal this is through the sermons and then the preachings that we hear in church
但是如果这个行不通
And if this would not work for you
那现在就用硬的来了
And something more severe will come
罗马书
And Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance.Verse 4, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
这个地方在讲患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And so here's talking about tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope.
如果单读中文，这个老练怎么想都想不出来，是不是女人生了第一个孩子比较老练，所以第二个孩子就没有问题？
And so, in the Chinese aspects of it, character is it has something to do with women giving birth.
如果看英文就很清楚，老练 character 就是个性。
And so, in English context, character would be a personality.
患难生忍耐。
And tribulations produces perseverance.
忍耐生个性。
And in perseverance, character.
所以患难的目的要改变我们的个性。
And so tribulations happens because our personality needs to be changed.
那这就是比较硬的方法。
And so this is a more severe way.
所以神爱我们。
And so God loves us.
他知道我们个性要改变。
And he knows that our personality must change.
要跟主耶稣一样。
And in order to be like Christ.
那这样我们在天国才有荣耀。
And so this way, when we're in heaven, we can be glorious.
那个性改变，软的就是用道理不断提醒勉励。
And so the way of changing character, the softer approach is to use sermons and different teachings.
因为个性会影响灵性。
And because character would influence your spiritual character.
个性会影响我们跟神的关系。
And character will affect the relationship that you have with God.
个性没有改变，我们跟神的关系不会进步。
And so if your character has not changed, then our relationship will not improve with God.
既然我们没有办法改变，神就用患难来。
And so if we cannot change, then tribulation will come provided by God.
到最后我们个性就进步了。
And so at the end, our character will improve.
所以在耶利米书里面，我们看神用两个工具。
And so in the book of Jeremiah, we saw that God used two tools.
第一个就是用耶利米。
And first is Jeremiah.
传这个仁义的道理。
And to preach the gospel of righteousness.
让他们悔改。
And for them to repent.
这个好像行不通。
And it seems like this does not work.
第二个就用巴比伦。
And so the second way would be using Babylon.
让他们被掳。
And so they would be captives.
所以用这两个阶段来达到第一章的第十节。
And so from this process, then they have achieved chapter 1, verse 10.
好，那我们就看那耶利米到底要怎么来拔出拆毁毁坏。
And so how is Jeremiah supposed to root out and to destroy?
这个拔出拆毁毁坏，属灵上来说，就是一个更新的过程。
And so to root out and to pull down, spiritually speaking, this is a process of renewal.
所以耶利米书里面前面我们看他所传的信息，如果要把它归结到一句话，只有一句话，悔改。
And so if we can consolidate and summarize Jeremiah, basically it's just one word, repentance.
所以一个人如果真的能够经历圣经所记载这个悔改，灵性会大复兴。
And so if a person can really go through this repentance process, and their spirituality would definitely improve and revive.
一个教会如果能够真的经历过悔改，这个教会会大复兴。
And if a church can go through the revival, process of repentance, and it was definitely greatly revived.
但是悔改常常是最深奥的一门学问。
But repentance is often a very deep understand wisdom.
那悔改的出发点是什么？
And what is the origination of repentance?
悔改的出发点就是我有罪。
And because the origination will be I have sinned.
因此大部分人觉得我没有什么问题呀。
And so most of the people felt that they have no problems at all.
我没有问题，我要悔改什么？
And since if I don't have any problems or issues, then what should I repent about?
那如果我没有问题，我不需要悔改，那这个我就继续下去啊，今天跟明天一样。
And so if I don't have any issues, well, I don't have any problems, and I will continuing on with my life with no repentance.
所以我们常常觉得我没有问题，因此几十年来我还是我啊，虽然外表一直改变，但是我们灵性还是一样。
And so, often for decades that we felt that there's nothing wrong with us, so there's nothing to repent, and so our outer appearance is maybe changed, but our spirituality is the same.
那信仰的成长就是开始觉得，哎，我有好像有一些问题。
So to grow spiritually, is to understand what kind of issues we have.
所以我要改变。
So we need to change.
那这个就是悔改第一步。
And so this is the first process of repentance.
觉得我们不够，不足，有得罪神的地方。
And we feel that we're lacking, and we owe it to God, and we need to improve.
因此在耶利米书里面，在劝勉他们悔改，提到的就是罪的问题。
And so the book of Jeremiah, when they were asked to repent, this is the matter of sin.
没有罪就不需要悔改。
And so without sin, then there's no need for repentance.
那要怎么让我们知道我们真的是有罪？
And how should we really know that we have sin?
因为现在的人不太愿意讲罪。
And because people nowadays don't like to talk about sin.
没有，所以我们布道会现在大概也一直在变。
And so our evangelical service are constantly changing as well.
这个布道会本来是神罪救。
And originally, it's the main themes are God, sin, and safe.
那第四个就是真教会。
And fourth would be true church.
但是现在布道会很少讲罪。
But now, evangelical service, we rarely talks about sin.
都是讲神的恩典。
And instead, we talk about the grace of God.
这样人比较容易接受，比较愿意继续来。
And so it seems like man is more easily to accept this.
但是不管从哪里开始
，and doesn't matter where we start.
受洗以前也一定要经过悔改。
And so before you baptize, you have to repent.
没有经过悔改，就不会感觉神的恩典。
And without repentance, then you would not feel the grace of God.
因为如果我没有悔改，我就不会觉得我有罪。
And because if you don't repent, then you would not feel that you have sin.
我只接受耶稣做一个什么给我帮助者，我人生的一个盼望，就这样而已。
And I only accept Jesus as my helper and one of my hopes in life.
如果经过悔改，我们就知道没有耶稣是没有希望的。
But through repentance, we come to a realization that without Jesus, our life is without hope.
我们是活的死人。
And we're practically the living dead.
今天我们变成活的活人。
But today we are the living alive.
就是因为主耶稣救我脱离罪。
It's because that Jesus have relinquished us from sin.
那这个恩典就是会在心里面一直感动我们。
And so this grace compels us inside of us.
对罪了解越深的人越懂得感恩。
And so the more that the more understanding that you have towards sin, then the more thankful you are.
不会觉得自己有罪的人很难感恩，我没有问题我感谢什么。
And so that this is different than somebody that who felt that they are sinless, so they don't have to be thankful.
所以耶利米要叫他们悔改，也让他们认识他自己有罪。
And so Jeremiah wants them to repent for them to realize that they have sinned.
那为什么大部分人觉得不会有罪，但是圣经又说我们有罪？
Now how come the majority of the people felt that they don't have any sin, but the Bible says that we do?
一个最关键就是标准。
And so one of the critical things is standards.
我们的标准是什么？
And what are our standards?
如果我们标准是世界的文化，
And if our standards is the culture of the world,
我们就没有罪了。
Then we are without sin.
如果我们的标准是良心，
But if our standards is conscience,
有时候良心好像镜子被灰尘遮住了。
And so sometimes conscience is being blocked like dust through the mirror.
那我们的良心被罪遮住了，就也不会感觉到有罪。
And so our conscience is being blocked by sin, and we have no feelings of sinfulness.
那罪的标准是什么？
And so what is the standard of sin?
我们看耶利米书。
And let's turn to Jeremiah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
16节。
Verse 16. 16, I will utter my judgments against them concerning all their wickedness, because they have forsaken me, burned incense to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands.
这个地方说，这居民一切的恶就是离弃我。
And it says that the evil and the wickedness concerning the people is because they forsaken me.
离弃神就是恶。
To forsake God is sin.
离弃神就是罪。
And to forsaken God is sin.
因为神是义的。
And because God is righteousness.
所以离开神就进入不义。
So forsake God, then you have entered into unrighteousness.
神是对的。
And God is right.
离开神就是不对。
And when you depart and forsake God, then you're incorrect.
神是光。
And God is light.
离开神就进入黑暗。
So when you depart from God, then you enter into darkness.
神是正的。
And so God is upright.
离开神就是歪的。
And so when you forsake God, then you become crooked.
神是好的。
And God is good.
离开神就是不好。
And when you forsaken God, then you're not good.
所以这个善恶的标准就是神本身。
And so the standards of good and evil will be God himself.
因此离开神就是罪。
So forsake God is sin.
生活没有神就是罪。
And so if you don't have God in your life, that will be sin.
因此认识神越清楚。
And so the more you understand God,
我们这个标准就越清楚。
So our standards would be more lucid.
我们看约翰一书。
And let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章的第八节。
And verse 8.If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
这里讲，如果我们说没有罪，就是自欺。
And it says that if we are deceiving ourselves, we say that we have no sin.
真理就不在我们里面。
And the truth is not in us.
就是那个标准就不在我们里面。
And so the standards will not be in us.
因此神的话就是标准。
And so the words of God is the standard.
那真理是什么？真理其实就是神本身。
And so what is the truth? Truth is actually God himself. 所以
耶稣说我就是真理。
And Jesus says that I am the truth.
所以没有神住在我们里，神一进到我们里面，罪就跑出来了。
And so once God enter into us, then sin will come out.
所以耶利米书里面跟他讲，离开神就是恶。
And so Jeremiah says that once you depart away from God, and this is evil.
再看第二章。
And let's read chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
十九节。
Verse 19. Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backslidings will rebuke you. Know therefore and see that if it is evil and bitter things,Now you have forsaken the Lord your God, and the fear of me is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts.
Okay. 所以这个地方讲,
So here it tells us,
你离开你的神,
and that you've forsaken your God,
不存敬畏我的心,
and that you don't have a fear, fear, God-fearing heart.
这乃是恶。
And so this is evil.
啊，那这是苦事。
And so this is bitter things.
啊，就是恶产生果，就是恶果，苦果。
And so evil will produce a fruit and a bitter fruit.
所以很多生活的苦果不是神本来要给我们，是因为我们离开神。
And so much of the bitter fruits that we endure in life is not because God wants to give this to us, it's because we have forsaken him.
啊，一起默祷。
And so let's pray in silence.